Ty, if you could just walk us through your touchdown catch there. It seemed like excellent play call and then execution as well.
Really just your standard screen, set up the blocks, and the guys got out, line got out, and just hit the gas and get downfield. That's it.
You guys rarely run running back screens. You opened up with a few of them today, and then obviously it was very successful. Just tell me about, you know, game planning that and doing that when you really haven't done that much this year.
I mean, it's always in. It's just depending on the flow of the game, you know, and it's just one of those games with how they play their defense. It was just the perfect opportunity to call it, and, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I was the guy that got it and go from there.
What's the mindset from an offensive perspective when you know the defense is kind of giving up some points and you might end up in a game that's a shootout?
Man, put your foot on the gas and keep going. I mean, that's just what it is at the end of the day. Just, you know, you saw it out there. Just put your foot on the gas and be undeniable. You saw Joshua's thing and get us points.
That play was the longest of your career. Did you know right when you caught it that it had a chance to go?
I mean, I saw number 8 burst. I saw him stem outside and he went inside. So I was like, oh, we got him. And I was like, oh, yeah, we about to get right because their DBs didn't want to tackle. So I knew if we got guys on the perimeter that it was going to be a big play at least.
Well, in the loss today, Josh had 6 total touchdowns. Just his performance today from your perspective, what stood out?
He's my dog, for real. It's in him, you know what I'm saying? You can't make that up. You see that hunger to keep making plays and put points on the board. It's a spectacle to see, and you know, I'm glad to be his teammate.